Whoop, whoop.
Right on.
I was watching some Clownvis last night on the old TikTok.
I was going to say, one, that's super cool. I was just thinking about him today. And two, Cosmic Bottle does Fuego now.
Does a Fuego now?
Cosmic Bottle sells Fuego.
What's a Fuego? Oh, Fago.
Fago. Yeah, there we go. Jesus, sorry. I don't know.
I was like, what? Yeah, I know. I saw that fucking Juggalo juice coming out of the old Cosmic Bottles.
Oh, that's a Fago.
Yeah.
I must have been on a different planet. Just
what the fuck just happened there? Yeah, you're trying to say something, and that just came out.
Incorporated in 1875, proclaimed as the City of Destiny, Tacoma has maintained itself as the City of Grit. Tacoma kept its in-your-face artistry and individuality that sets it apart from anywhere else in the world. Our never-say-die attitude continues to this day. We are honored to bring to you those who live in Tacoma and its surrounding areas, whose contributions are what bring this city to life. The reputation is real. Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to the Grit City Podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Scott.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Derek.
And I am excited because we've got a full fucking show for this Sunday sermon. I hope as we record, and this was in the past, if you wanted to listen live, you could have by joining our Discord. So we'll be talking about some things that may or may not have happened about a week and a half or so ago, right? Yeah, I don't know how timing goes with this, but you can listen live. And as of we're recording, today is March 10th, to which I only say because happy Mario Day.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So, yeah, I think the last time, didn't we do something on Mario Day last year?
Yeah, my brother was doing a show out at Real Art, which I believe they did a show last night. He was not part of it, though.
Oh, yeah. The show I mostly made.
Yeah.
Had some pre-funking at the airport. I remember that. That was a good time. I love that. I love Real Art. So happy Mario Day, all you fucking nerds out there. I tried to
poopy boop.
Video games.
I want to thank all of our new listeners that we've gotten. I wanted to throw that out there right away. It feels that we have gotten a bit of a bump from our Side Piece Kitchen interviews.
Yeah, they're pretty active, you know.
Yeah.
They shared it around a bit.
Yeah. So anybody who came via maybe the social media on that aspect and decided to take a listen, thank you and welcome. We have an interesting ride that we go through. And if you listen to some of our older episodes, we do some fun interviews with places that may or may not still be here. It's always interesting to look back at that.
Have you seen C-Note has been listening to some of the old ones? He's been posting about it on, I guess, I want to say Twitter. I don't know what you call it now.
Zitter. No, X, yeah.
That feels pornographic in some way. I don't know why.
Well, it would only if it was like triple X, right?
Really? Is that, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is that the rule? I thought X was still X rated.
Well, apparently it's like edgy or something.
Anyway, Cino has been posting our old episodes. Looks like he's been listening to some of the classics. It's been pretty fun.
Yeah. And that's awesome, and I'm glad that people are listening to some of that old stuff. Just kind of, it's what I'd like to say is that from the episodes that we have over there, which we have what, over 300 now.
Oh yeah, easily, not including our classics, like get if you were a patron, right? We have 100 and something of those too. So yeah, we have plenty. There's, I think we have over 300 hours.
It's
easily currently right.
February of 2018 was when the podcast restarted. And so it's a living history of that time until then, up until now. And it's really kind of fun to see where we were, who we were talking to. I mean, we were literally in the back of a old pool hall that it what is now a defunct bread and woodworking studio. Like, it's a real interesting place, but also is a ghost kitchen for Infinite Soups, I still believe.
Yep, still is.
So,
I think so.
So, it's a crazy, vibrant town, and we've looked back on the last 6 years, and like Scott said, if you're a patron, you can go back and listen to the even older ones when it was just Brogan and Scott and people spitting in his beer.
If you even know a patron, you can listen to them because we have more downloads than we have patrons for sure. So
yeah, well, maybe they're getting shared around, but that's fine too. Like, we don't give a shit. Like, it's helpful, but also the patrons get so many other bonus things too. If it's like, if you're just listening to the podcast, that's cool. Share it, tell people about it, and whichever it's the old ones or if it's the new episodes, I don't give a shit because it's still the same vibe. Through and through. It's just evolved over the years. Started off with Scott and Brogan, a little rickety microphone.
Yeah, a lot more drunk episodes back then.
We still work in some really fun ones, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, that'll get you through all that. But welcome, all the new people. Want to definitely throw that out there as well. And patrons, we did mention you guys. Some of the things that we do is we send you bonus things like extra t-shirts, things that we have gotten from our guests. Sometimes they're just fun things like stickers or just some of the product that they have. I think we've sent hoodies before. I'm not 100%, but we've done a whole bunch of different things with that. But we've gotten some stuff back. And so if you're a patron or if you patroned like before and maybe forgot about it, maybe hit up the old patreon.com and log yourself in and go to our Grit City podcast page and then look at your profile and maybe update your information if you want to receive things from us, because that's how we send off a lot of our stuff. We try go through your messages.
Messages would be great. I've messaged a few people. So mm-hmm. Those would be great ways.
Yep. So there's plenty of ways.
What you want.
Yeah. Yep. But log on to your Patreon, update your information, answer your messages to us. And then if you've never done that before and you've never subscribed to us before, well, now you have heard that we send you free shit. So you could, it's not free because you're subscribing to us, but for just $1 a day and going up in those, you still get some amazing things, including like first cut at some of the cool designs that Jeff has done, which can be turned into t-shirts. Shout out to the mother-in-law who bought at least one, I think maybe two t-shirts. People have taken Jeff's art and put them up in their bars as wall art. So there's a lot of ways to go through and get some really cool things through our Patreon.
Yeah, well, and you can follow us on Patreon for free, and you can join our Discord for free. You don't have to pay anything to do either one of those things. But if you pay, you know, I think it's a dollar a month, you get a bunch of bonus stuff. So yep. I totally think it's worth it, but I'm a little biased too.
True, absolutely true. Let's talk about some of the cool fucking fun shit that we have all done. I want to start off by, this isn't about really Tacoma, but it's about being a good American, I feel.
Uh-oh.
And we're going to start it off being patriotic duty. And as I say duty, I'll be saying duty again because I've been summoned for ye old jury duty.
Oh, man.
For the
nice.
Pierce,
congratulations, dude.
Pierce County, whatever or others. I get the emails every day from the U.S. Postal Service. You can do that where they send you like pictures of what the mail you're going to be getting.
What?
Yeah. It just goes straight to my email every day.
That's crazy. So you can't even lie and say you never got it.
True.
Wow. You're fucked.
Well, you
want to go, of course. Everybody wants to go. If they're listening, I want to go as well.
I've never been before. I've never gotten to experience the excitement that could be jury duty.
Oh, it's a great time. That's why everybody wants to do it. They're just lining up to get in there to do it. Some people say, pick me again, pick me again.
See, I understand what you're saying there. And I understand.
Either the dentist or jury duty.
Well, I've already had my year of dental work, so we can. Why not just do this as well?
Is there no more you want? Because it might be more fun than jury duty. Make something up. Just maybe.
Well, I've never done it before. So the only time I've ever been summoned, I previously, when I was living in Snohomish County, I got a summons, but it had been after I had already moved down to King County. So it was just like, well, I'm not living in that county anymore. They're like, all right, never mind. So I'm like, sweet. So this is literally, I turned 45 this year, and I've never been summoned for jury duty. And so I'm interested in the process. And so at this point in time, I'm still interested in the process because I haven't actually gone or anything. It'll be in about a month. But I got, you know, all of the stuff in the mail, and I saw it. Yeah, and I couldn't get away from it, but I had to make sure that I saw it, too, and I got it. So I got all the things, got all the stuff. You have to log in. And plus, it's like, if you don't do it, it's like you get legally in trouble, Scott. So, I mean, I'm doing it.
Oh, I know. I encourage everybody to do their jury duty. Don't.
Yeah. Do
don't
your
duty.
Duty.
Still, though, I mean, you, like you said, 45 years. This is the first time you're actually getting summoned. I got summoned like 2 years in a row.
Ooh.
Oh, so you're experienced in it. Was it in Pierce County?
No, that was when I was still in King County.
Ah, okay. Because I'm kind of, like, I don't know, like, I know now, like, because they've sent me the detailed instructions, because they'll send you just this blue postcard. It's like, you're going to jury duty. I'm like, oh, no. So then it has a whole link, and it gives your things, and you put it into the information. And then they send you the real one that gives you, like, all of the instructions, like how to get there via, like, bus or how to park there, what you're supposed to do. And it's really interesting because I was, like, they give you a date, and I was like, all right, cool. And they're like, well, you have to log in to this website the day before or the Friday before and see if you're actually called and your group is called.
The second time I got burnt on that one because it said that. It's like, oh, log in the day before. I logged in the day before. I logged in the morning of. I show up. They're like, oh, yeah, no, we canceled that. You should have checked on that. I'm like, fuck you.
Ah, boo.
See, this is why everybody hates it, is because of stories like that. Because you show up and they're like, oh, you shouldn't be here. You should be in the other courthouse.
And they make it seem like it's your fault.
Right. Dummy.
That's the thing is I'm going to be walking around being like, oh, yeah, and I'm the total dummy. And like, even if I do it right, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
I've never been summoned here. I was summoned in Idaho once.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff. I didn't mean to walk around.
Oh, no, you're fine. Florida. Went to Florida. Had to go find a place. That we had to drive to like this little small town. Everything's flat and wet in Florida, and I found it. Got in there, and I had to sit with a dude that was talking about karaoke, about his karaoke empire.
Nice.
Not for like 6 hours, and then finally this nice lady came out and she goes, what are you all still doing here? And somebody said, oh, we're for da-da-da-da-da. And she goes, yeah, the judge went home like 2 hours ago. You guys are supposed to be gone. I don't know what you're doing here. And then she goes, wait right here. And she'll go, any reason why we have these guys back here, you know?
Like, nope, go home.
Yeah, she goes, all right.
That sucks.
It sucks, dude. It's just a long waste of the day a lot of times, it feels like. I mean, you have to do it. Everybody deserves a trial, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's the whole thing is also that it also says that this lasts the whole week. So I'm on call the whole week or until a trial gets called. So every night I log in and check and see if my group has been called and I go. So like, I've never experienced all of that. Apparently my work is super cool with it. They're like, nope, fulfill your obligation. Doop, 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 no problem.
Yeah,
you get paid.
Well, they have to be. Yeah. Jobs have to do that. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Cause they are doing it. So that, I mean, I'm happy about that.
That one place me and Scott used to work at, we're very, very happy to send you an email saying why you could not.
Dude, they wanted you to be there all the time, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, if you must, but here's a reason why you shouldn't have to. You're like, thank you, big company.
They'll write you a letter. Yeah, they'll write you a letter and send it send it to them. So yeah, you
they really want you there. They'll write the letter. They will send it for you. You don't have to do anything on that aspect. So
that's fun.
Once it goes down, I'll do it.
Oh, sorry. My jury duty in Idaho. One of the guys like stood up to not get, he like literally said he was racist.
He's just like, I'm going to get, well, it's Idaho.
No, he really did. He just stood up and he goes, yeah, I'm against these people. And, I don't think I could be impartial. And they said, okay, have a nice day, sir.
Well, and I mean, it's fucking,
that was it.
Yeah. It's Idaho. Like that's right, a dude. Sure. That's a dude being truthful. That's not a dude not trying to get out of jury duty.
I mean, I don't know. It was just, it blew my mind. I was just like, fuck.
We got
in court, you did that shit?
Right. And I learned that doesn't work anymore. They put loopholes like, yeah, then fine, you're in contempt or some weird shit like that.
They should.
They kind of put a curve on it because I think that was kind of the doctor's note for everybody.
Now you just roll in wearing a MAGA hat and they'll boot you.
And they just know when they see it.
Well, I'm getting now because I talked about it and I was getting these summons. I got a jury duty algorithm hit on my TikTok because I still watch TikTok. Uh-oh. And so it was like, literally it was like a lawyer just being like, if you don't like, it's like, what's the easiest way to get a jury duty? And the guy's just like, if you don't want to be here, just tell us.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm kind of like, I kind of hope I get called. I don't want to have no like fucking OJ fucking sequestered for 6 months. Well, actually, I mean, maybe.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know, man. Imagine there are people that want to be there. And sometimes you might, as a lawyer, you might want people that don't want to be there because you want to get, you don't want them to think about it
quick and just get in and out.
Dude, it's a weird fucking head game.
And I don't know what it's going to be about. Like, they don't know what I'm going to be in there about yet, you know? Like, this is still a ways off. So I'm just like, I'm interested.
Just try to figure out whatever the trial's about and say you've done that thing, dude.
Well, but I'm also, with my job now, too, like, without getting into too many details, I'm very informed, which I don't know how that will go one way or another, but I mean, I can see an argument for them wanting to have a person who is very up to date on news or one person who is not, you know, or is pretty ignorant to that, depending.
And that just depends on what kind of case it is, you know.
Yeah.
Auntie Joy typed
Audie
in our chat room. Audie Joy, sorry.
Auntie Joy. Joy. All right. Sorry
she's
about
somebody's
that.
Somebody's auntie. Come on.
Oh, that's true. That's just auntie
but,
now.
Okay, Audie Joy. Audie Joy in our chat. I've been summoned 4 times. The only time I was picked for a jury was on SUV versus motorcycle. God damn. It was a motorcycle crash. Yeah. Lasted 6 weeks.
What?
It's a fascinating, boring process. The judge would only dismiss you if it was a hardship for you.
Not the company you work for.
Well, that's kind of good. Yeah. I agree with that.
And to be perfectly honest, it's not a hardship for me because I wouldn't have to commute to Seattle for 6 weeks. Okay.
I know that would be a blessing,
right? I hope it's not 6 weeks. I hope that's not a thing. But if, I mean, whatever. Like, it's not my choice. Like, this is out of my hands. I just go there. I have followed the instructions. They ask me questions, and I'll answer them truthfully because I get too nervous when it gets down to shit like that. If I'm lying in front of people that matter, like, I just get too nervous, and it's just not going to work out for me, you know?
In front of people that matter. Yeah. I would like to know what that line is.
Oh, no.
Like, where do they matter? Like, when you can go to jail, does it matter?
I mean, that's definitely a line. I feel like the line is kind of fluid, but yeah, definitely. Like if it gets into like into the jail sort of aspect, yeah, I'm not really going to be one to lie. Like,
yeah, I agree with that. Don't lie. Don't go to jail.
Right. No, like I'm not going over to jail over this shit. Holy fuck. You know,
and they will. So my wife has a bunch of horror stories. She worked in the court systems for 15 years. Going on more than that. When I met her, it was like 15 years, something like that.
Man.
And so she has these horror stories, and it doesn't take a lot to rock a boat of somebody, like even going to the bathroom and talking about the case. That if the right person hears it, they'll shut it down.
Oh, I ain't no snitch.
You know the defense. No, well, the defense team is looking just for whoever's losing looking for anything to toss it out. So it just takes one dumbass to say a stupid thing, and they'll use it to shut it. And then the judge is pissed off at you. The lawyers are pissed off at you. Of course, the defendant and the prosecutor, you know, depending on whose side you're on,
right?
They're pissed off at you.
Yeah, you don't, fucked it all up.
Yeah, so yeah, it's like I don't know what they do. And then you could get charged with contempt at the most. You get a fine. You could serve jail time if it's over the weekend, you know.
Ooh, extra stay at home.
Yeah, but your work's not going to pay for you being in jail.
You just got in the system.
But now I got a record. That means I'm hard.
Yeah, for something stupid. Yeah, it just ain't worth it. Yeah,
I don't have to tell them why or what happened.
That's true. But you have to write it down on every application you ever fill out for.
Oh, that's not fun. Yeah. I do.
And the higher you go in any job, like the more they look into those backgrounds, right? Or at least that's what I've heard.
So we'll see how that goes out. I'll update people as it goes for as much as I can talk about, because I don't know how much I can talk about, and we'll just see what's fun about it. Probably not the case, obviously, but
I feel like you've already ruined your chances. I'm just gonna send this right to the court.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, I know. We gotta bleep all this out now.
No, we don't have to bleep anything out. I'm just talking about that I've been summoned. Like, you can talk about that.
I've been summoned.
I like Jeff's idea. We just bleep all of it. We throw the raw up on Patreon if the lawyers want to win the case.
They can subscribe. Yeah, I'll put up all the details on our Patreon. There you go. Get that. Spill all that tea. All right, let's move on. All right, we got...
The Jeff's Capades!
Yeah, we need to talk about Jeffscapades, because Jeff posted something, speaking of our Patreons, in the Patreon channel that I thought was fucking hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, so it's my wife's birthday a weekend, and
happy birthday,
happy
Robin!
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we're going to go out for some sushi tonight, and then I said, let me bake you a cake, because we were talking about all the free, because we live down by... Sunset Village, and you know, there's all those ice cream shops and bundt cake shops and cookie shops, and all gives out things for birthdays and stuff like that. So she gets all the gourmet stuff. I said, why don't I just make you just a simple, you know, Betty Crocker cake? And I said, I it's been a long time since I've did one. And she's like, yeah, that'd be great.
How long ago? So, okay, Jeff, how long ago has it been?
I can't even remember. I couldn't even tell you why I would have did it.
So this was,
I love when we all jumped in. We're so like, this was, oh, wait, Jeff. Yeah,
this was before marijuana, cannabis.
Yeah, oh, way before.
Okay, so it's the BC.
Yeah.
And before Jeff has been. And so... I think that it plays heavy into the story.
Can we call it Jeffrey Crocker?
Jeffrey Crocker, right? Yes. The Jeffrey Crocker Corner, baby. The baked baker.
Right. So going along with that, and I'm a very safety-oriented guy, so I know when I could use... Robin just walked by my door and shaking her head no. So... I knew I was going to have the oven on and stuff like that. So I didn't get totally baked. I got baked earlier that morning, and I did some sativa that I had. So it kept me pretty steady. Did the recipe per the box, you know, and everything worked, and put it in our oven, and it came out good. I put it in 30 minutes. Per the size, I had to go find a measuring tape to measure the pan to get the
to make sure it was the right dimensions.
Yeah, yeah. That's how concerned I was, right? And I even used distilled water, and Robin was nice enough to put out the mixer and the oils before she left. She's not home at this point either. She's out doing.
Oh, she got the fuck out. Like, you're like, yeah. I'm gonna bake a cake, and she's like, I'm leaving the house.
Right? She did. She did. She had a hustle. She had a one of her side hustles going on a Saturday. So, I'm pretty at that point. I'm pretty level headed, and I get it done. And me and Lemmy sit down and watch a show for about half hour. The alarm goes off. I go in. I do the little. You poke the stick into the middle to see if it comes out all gooey, you know, and mm-hmm. it didn't look all done. I said, cool, man, it's done. Turned everything off. And I knew you had to wait for the cookie or the cake to cool off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says right on the thing.
Yeah,
you know,
wait for it to cool.
It says, make sure. That's what it says in big letters. Make sure it's cooled off. So I said, all right. What do you do while you're waiting for it to cool off, right? So, I got this new strain of weed called Beach Babe.
50 meeting.
Right? And it's a hybrid, and I thought, all right, this is cool, because I just came off doing sativa, and I thought, well, this is cool. This is a hybrid. This is more what I want, you know, kind of you get a little bit of both, best of both worlds, right?
Usually you get a little bit more energy, but you'll be stony, but you won't be like stuck not doing stuff.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that's usually why I usually get a real good experience out of it. So I did that, and I thought, wow, I really like this. It really hit my spots. My cannabinoids are just all lined up. I said, and this is only $11 for like 3.5 grams. Nice. I got seven grams for like 22, I think, something like that. So it's not really a super high-end stuff, but boy, it hit all the right spots. And so, man, I'm kind of loopy at this point. And like the night before, this stuff is so good. I fed the cat for no reason. Like, I just walked in and gave him a can of food and walked out. And then
like,
I
love you,
told
bro.
My wife, yeah, yeah. And I said, why did I feed the fucking cat? I don't think I should have fed the cat. It was just at this random time. And so, so I'm like, hey, well, why not? You know? And so I did it where the cake dried, and it was not dry, but cooled. And the cake drew cooled, and I'm feeling really good. So I get out the spatula looking thing, and I get the cream. What do you call that?
Icing.
Icing, yeah, but it's
just spreading his cream all over the cake.
Yeah, just I'm looking for cream to put on this cake, and the cake again looks good. The cake looks solid, and it just looks like the pictures.
Yeah,
right?
the pictures you posted of the cake look great. Like it looked like there's no, you didn't do anything wrong with the cake. It looks fantastic.
You can even see where you tested it.
Yeah.
You can see where you stuck a knife in or whatever to test it. You knew it was done.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You got it, man.
Yeah. So the, it's cream cheese. It's cream cheese icing that you put on it. So I thought it was going to just go on smooth. So I get a big old dab on it, and I go to roll it across, and it fucking just ripping the top off the cake. I'm going, oh my God.
Was it cold? Was it in the fridge?
Yeah. No. It was out of the cupboard. I didn't put it in.
Fuck, Jeff. And I did anything wrong.
I don't know. Yeah, so every time I did it, it just made it worse. So I would stop, and then I would take it, would be stuck to this platter thing, and I would take my finger and take the dab off and eat it. So then I go back to start doing
fair
it.
Enough.
Yeah, so I get another thing out of the can, and I try it again and didn't. So I finally thought, Jeff, we got to stop, you know, because I don't know what to do. So I put everything away, and then my wife comes home, and she got home kind of late, and I said, yeah, good news, bad news. I said, I made a cake, and I said, but I kind of fucked up the frosting part. Oh, no problem. We could work through that, you know. So she's like, well, you know, I'll finish icing it, and we'll have a piece of cake. I said, all right. So she goes over there, and she pops open the container, and she's going, where's the rest of the frosting? I go, what do you mean? She goes, there should have been enough frosting in this can to frost this cake. I mean, she goes, there's not. Oh my there's God. Not no ice. There, she goes, there's no icing on the cake and there's no icing in the can. She goes, what's going on?
How many times you clean the spoon, bro?
Yeah, that's what I tell her. I said, well, it kept on getting gummed up on the end of the spatula, so I'd take it off my finger and eat it. I go, I was high. So she laughed. And so she laughed. Yeah, she did share the pictures and she like put hashtag might be high. And,
aww. Yeah. That's adorable.
Definitely was. Happy birthday, Robin. Oh, fuck. That's amazing. I mean, I'm not even going to throw stones on that because I've definitely done silly shit while stoned.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've cooked the worst food. Just been like half drunk, half stoned ish, allegedly. And just cooked the worst food and made both my wife and kid eat it. And they're both like, oh, this is really good.
Oh, no.
Like, go hide in the other room.
Just fucking all, just oh, yeah. Barf. Make themselves barf. And you're like, terrible.
It's so bad. It's usually so bad, dude.
I usually but just skip steps. They're nice. Steps. Oh, yeah. Your families are saints for all of that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fuck you. I just skip steps. It's like when we had an actual fryer. This was pre-diabetes days, but it was really the precursor to it. But we started off by deep frying whatever, and we got to the point where we would just take the Twinkies and not even like, we would just dip them in the oil. And let them
and then just take a bite.
No, not that quick turnaround. But it would like we would just put them in there, and then instead of like we didn't fuck with like any prep of breading, we would just package, put them in the oil, let them go, and then just let them like dry out and crust. They were amazing. But
who was this? Just you? Was just you? This or is you the, and Brogan?
No, this is the bachelor pad up in Linwood. So this is me and my buddy Sean.
Yeah, okay.
Oh yeah. Those were the big stoner days. That was a learning curve there when I moved in at that place. But we don't need to get into all that shit. Actually, speaking of safety meetings, this is a good time for us to take a bit of a break. When we come back, I've got my own update on Buddy's Chicken and Waffles.
Ooh.
Yes.
Cuz I think I want to declare him sauce boss.
Ooh.
And then also I went to Girl Trouble's 40th anniversary show. It was fucking amazing, and I want to tell you all about it and tell you what you fucking missed. And then so maybe some other stuff after that. So we'll be right back. I am with Rusty with RCF Exteriors. Rusty, how are you doing?
Not bad, not bad.
You do really good work.
I try, yes.
You created this studio with me.
I helped, at least the front part, you know.
Yeah.
Placing the windows, framing up the walls.
But also beyond that, I had you come and do what RCF Exteriors is known for, which is windows.
Yep.
The price was better than anybody else.
Yeah. We kind of have a saying where it's, you can pay whatever you want for windows. But for actually the same windows you get anywhere else, you get the same install, but not for these crazy prices.
People can go and check out a lot of the work that you've done at rcfexteriors.com. And the quality of the work and the price speak for themselves. Give them a call at 253-446-8845. And give me your motto because I think it's fantastic.
That's cut wood, not corners.
RCF Exteriors. Check them out at rcfexteriors.com. We are back and we are refreshed. We have all done the things that we needed to do to get through for the rest of this episode, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Thanks, Michelle.
It sound like a chore.
Mo, we're back. Thank you guys so much for listening to us and really do appreciate it. We do want to, I want to talk because last episode, Derek did announce that Buddy's Chicken and Waffles is doing the old curbside, and you even posted pictures in our shout-out channel on the Discord of your delectable dishes.
Yeah, it's so good. Like, even Saturday, we were doing grocery shopping, and I was like, if I place an order now, we could pick it up on our way home. Like I said, it's going to be a problem for us.
Dude, yeah. Like, it's super close to you. It's like walking distance, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple blocks.
So, lucky for me, it's not quite walking distance, but it's still, like, go and drive down and pick it up. And so, after our fun concert experience the night before, which I'll talk about after this, we got the hankering, and we ended up doing an order pickup.
Nice.
Yep. For dinner. And I had to write.
What do you think?
Do you
like the chicken with the syrup, or are you about the waffle kind of in the chicken mix?
When I was going for it, so I did. I got the two tenders, and I went straight. I like just the buttermilk waffles, so I'm not going for like he. I think he has like what the banana mm-hmm. cream one.
Yeah, the banana cream was amazing.
Cookies and cream.
So you're about the waffles then? You're all about the waffles.
I like just like a straight buttermilk waffle with my chicken, and so. Like the wife went with the cookies and cream and she fucking loved it and it was fantastic. But I just like kind of just going with this, the straight with that. When it comes down to like consuming, it's usually like breaking apart each piece and then dipping it in whichever sauce that I want. And that was one of the things I'll get to with, Buddy's Chicken and Waffles is his sauces are on point and they're fantastic. And I feel that really adds to the experience because buttermilk waffles, amazing. Chicken, super good. Juicy, breaded right. Huge pieces. Like two pieces, I think, are fine. You can do add-ons if you want. If you are brave enough for that sort of challenge, you can get yourself some more. But I don't really necessarily feel like you would need them.
Yeah, that two tenders and the waffle, I mean, I split that up into two meals.
Congratulations on having self-control, sir. it didn't happen for me, and I did the same thing as you did as well, though. I went with the extra order of fries.
Yes.
And the seasoned fries, fan fucking tastic. Really do love those. As for the sauces, you get syrup with it. Good, it's great, it's fine. I wanted to see you some of the other things, and so did the wife. She ended up getting his house-made ranch. And I went with and she also got the hot honey. And ooh. Yeah. And then I end up going for Buddy's sauce, which I would equate to maybe a hotter version of like a Chick-fil-A sauce.
I don't need a Chick-fil-A. Is there something else you could compare it to?
Whatever that fucking.
It's basically fry sauce.
Yeah, fry sauce. Thank you. Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, that's
don't get mad.
No, I'm not getting mad. I'm just like that was the first thing that I could just think of. But no, fry sauce, which was escaping me this entire time. Perfect.
Yeah,
it's
like a fry sauce barbecue sauce mix.
Yeah,
perfect.
But it's spicy. It's very spicy. It was spicier than the hot honey, and I think maybe that was just because maybe the heat from the heat and the honey. Like that mixture, that hot and that sweet, maybe kind of toned it down a little bit.
When I was a young college student, I had to take on some side hustles I wasn't proud of, and that was my stage name was Hot Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Honey? I was going hot and sweet.
No, that was like, the undertone. It's like, hey, come see the sweet and spicy Hot Honey. I could see. Now I'm just imagining Jeff in fishnets, and I just didn't ever want that in my life. And now here we are.
You lucky fella.
But with the sauces, I thought they were absolutely fantastic. I was with the buttermilk waffle, I'm 100% just dipping that in in the syrup the whole time. So that was kind of I think I did venture into the hot honey with that as well. And that was good. But with the chicken, just going through and being able to just break off a piece and hitting each of those different sauces was so much. I was about to say fun. I don't know if eating chicken can be considered like fun, but I mean, it was fun.
I think
for me.
After a certain age, yeah, you're getting excited, dude. I don't know what it is.
In addition, we also ended up getting his lemonade. And first off, yes, amazingly super sweet. Like, it's like a treat more than a drink. But it was really super good as well. So all around, we were able to do the full experience, have the sauces, and try them out. And I really do recommend going in and trying some of those different ones as well, because it's worth it. Like, they're all good.
Yeah, I'll have to try that out, because I'm very much a just syrup on the chicken, on the waffle, take bites of both of it together. I don't normally do the dipping, so I'll have to give that one a shot.
Derek likes the perfect bite.
He wants one of a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a syrup on my chicken guy, too. I'm not a big fan of the waffles, just in general. I'm like, meh, waffles, right?
Whoa.
Well, I mean, look, if I want dessert, then I'll eat dessert. That's usually how I look at it, right? And so, but if I want chicken, then I'm going to eat chicken.
But why can't you just have dessert for breakfast for dinner?
Oh, dude, I've done that.
Isn't it great? It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
Yeah, I'm the best part about being an adult is getting up and having ice cream for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm just saying my favorite part of chicken and waffles is the chicken with the syrup. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's all.
I love all of the different aspects of it. And that hot honey was great, too. I know that I still haven't tried, was it Al's over on Mildred, the Nashville hot chicken. And I think I still want to try that. And I wasn't adventurous enough to try Buddy's hot AF chicken, because even like chain chicken around here that does the spicy shit, usually I don't fuck with. Like, I still got middle-aged white guy fucking taste buds. I can only go
do
so hot.
Do any of us eat anything hot?
I do all the time.
Oh, do you? You're the hot guy?
Yeah, no, I wanted to try his regular stuff before I tried the hot AF. That'll be my next go.
Yeah.
I might throw that like on one of his chicken sandwiches that he does.
Man, that Safeway hot chicken gets me, so I'm afraid to fucking try Buddy's hot chicken.
Maybe Derek wasn't here when we did the breakfast burritos.
Oh, with the hotness.
Yeah, I didn't do that, but I was there for doing the last dab and all the different hot sauces. Yeah.
Yeah, with Imani there with that. Yeah, that makes sense. No, yeah, when Brogan made tacos and Jeff almost shit his pants on the way home.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's a different level on it, and I don't know if I necessarily need to go back to that sort of living.
Oh, no.
Oof, no. I agree with Jeff. No.
Right, yeah. I like my car too much to put it through that.
Don't those fucking cars have, like, spray-off fucking seating, though? Isn't it all just plastic seating?
Can you ever really get that out, though?
You can't.
I mean, it's always in your mind, right?
Oh, fuck. God, I could just imagine.
That's why you should always have a spare pizza box, just in case.
I had a person accidentally spill
pizza box.
Yeah, I'm hung up on that too.
Oh my god!
You open it and you sit on it. It's almost like a
wait, what?
Oh, like just like the beads case that you see in a taxi.
Yeah, exactly.
Like just the shield for the seat is how you're open like, for.
Yeah, exactly. Then you just close it up when you're done. Take it out. Take it
with
you.
Oh, my God. Jeff. Oh,
your fucking brain sometimes. Oh, my God. pizza box. I would. All right. Yep, you do.
I would need a larger family size. I'm just saying.
Fair enough. Oh my god. All right. I did get to experience Tacoma History. And it was a sold out show at the lovely McMiniman's Elks Temple. The old Spanish ballroom down there, which I haven't had a chance to actually see a show without being a participant in the show.
Nice.
Yeah, there's been two times where I've been down there as MC for the Live It Out Loud thing that we had on with Sky. If you go back and listen to the old interview with Sky about that, we talk about that, but it's essentially band camp for kids for the summer, where they get a chance to get grouped up with people to create a band. Some of them have been going for many years while they've been doing this. And then at the end, it gives them a chance to perform. And the couple of years that I did it previously, it was at the Spanish Ballroom. And beautiful, beautiful place. But this is now a chance for me to actually just go and watch a show and it was Girl Trouble's 40th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, obviously, 5 years ago, they had the 35th anniversary, and they had some shenanigans around with that, which was essentially, I believe, they had rotating bands playing their songs. And so a whole to-do to do that. And they decided that they wanted to kind of up the game on that one. And so according to their announcement, when they announced their 40th anniversary show, it said, after 40 years, we couldn't pick out just one or two bands to open our anniversary show. For our 35th, we formed four separate Girl Trouble tribute bands. This time we thought it would be fun to ask some of our most musical friends who we've played with over the years to each join us for a Girl Trouble song of their choice. Dale Kahuna and I will provide the instrumentation for each singer, and each singer will take the KP Kendall spot, kind of like a Girl Trouble karaoke. KP Kendall will be the MC for this portion of the show. We will not be rehearsing this together. We are winging it. We think this will be something special. And 100%, first off, kudos to them. They sold out the show.
Nice.
And it was, they've been here for 40 years, so you have to imagine how much of an eclectic group this was. There were parents bringing their kids. They're over 21. Like, I don't think this was a 21 and over show. It might have been. No, because there were some youngins there. But there were people bringing their 21-year-old children to come see this show. Like, all the way down to people who were, at least 17 or 18, I think, like in the front. So huge, huge just array of eclectic people coming to watch a Tacoma staple. And I was stoked because I have, throughout even knowing them and having talked with Isaac about Strictly Sacred, and even Jeff, like you hipping us to these guys.
Yeah, I saw them at. I heard their song at a Rainiers game.
Yeah,
made me look into them, find out what they're all about.
Yeah, and we were able to get in and be able to see exactly how cool they are. And like, this was such a treat because they had 13 different people coming up and singing their Girl Trouble song, and then afterwards they took a little bit of a break, and then they came back. And then they crushed their own set, which was fantastic. And it was just like getting to watch history. Like when you like suddenly realize that you're watching like a historic moment, you understand that, like, oh, it's an anniversary show. But then you're like thinking of 40 years. And then you see the people come out. And not only were Girl Trouble, like the band, stoked to have these people come out and sing songs, the people were excited. The other singers were excited to watch the people who were on stage performing at that time. Like the whole backstage area, there's like a little spot where people can kind of peek through. Like that was always full of people watching and like the other performers going on. It was, and some of these people have been around for years and years and years, and I can't even like pretend to say that I'm familiar with all of them. But I did know one guy, like personally, who was doing the show, Dick Rossetti, who is, if you know any of the bands, Ball Bag, Squirt, or Comb Over.
Wow.
Yeah, I've known him for years just from the radio industry. He used to be a DJ on The End, and he had his own documentary done about him with Isaac as well, which, gosh, I don't even know if it even came out, but if you look for that, you can find it.
That's cool. I had no idea he was there. That kind of blew my mind. I was like, what? Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, and there's some people whom like, like I said, I don't have any familiarity with, but when they come on stage and the crowd like gets like, just, they get more like excited, and you can feel the excitement, like the vibe going through the room, like, oh, this person's going to go up. And then just watching people who are, you know, in their 60s fucking rocking out, like, or 50s and 60s rocking out, like elder Gen Xers sort of aspect. just fucking destroying it. And I'm seriously like just in this crowd and just in awe because it's the stage, it's the crowd, the sound system, the sound at the Spanish Ballroom is perfect. Like, especially for like a band like this, it was just great vibes the whole time. And I was so happy just to be able to, you know, buy tickets and be able to go to this show.
No, that's not my live events. I was reading some study about that, about how when you bring live events back and continue to socialize in that way.
Yeah.
Because you can't get that anywhere else. I saw Reverend Horton Heat at the Spanish Ballroom. It was a fun time. And just that atmosphere is something you can't replicate.
No.
Yeah, and just like you said, that is a part of Pacific Northwest history, music history. It happened right there, you know.
100%, and it blew my mind, man.
Yeah, I need to get back to going to live shows. Like, I used to go all the time in my 20s when, you know, you could go see bands that you listened to that just happened to be traveling through.
Mm-hmm.
For like $20 and whatnot, but Spanish Ballroom seems like one of those cool spots that I just need to actually go. Like, there was a New Year's show with Bridge City Sinners that I really wanted to go to, but again, not going to live shows all the time. Like, mm-hmm. It's been a while. I didn't want to go to a New Year's show, so
yeah,
yeah. I'll have to watch the calendar.
And this year is really kind of, I've been getting back, like, I've decided I'm going up to go see Orgy. the band Orgy at Madame Lou's, which is part of the Crocodile.
And Dope as well, which I'm very jealous of that show.
Yeah, that's going to be,
love them.
Well, that is actually, no, Orgy's playing with Cold and a couple of other bands. Dope is playing with Seven Dust and Static X, and that's happening at the Temple Theater on my fucking birthday. So you know for damn sure I'm going to that one. I already bought my tickets. I got good seats, too. And I love the Temple Theater because they've got the balcony, so I got, like, one of the front row balcony spots.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is one that... I'm not going, like, seriously, 45-year-old man, I am not going to go stand in a fucking mosh pit. Like, get away from me. I don't want to deal with that.
Even turning 40 this year, I'm still one of those up at the front. Like,
For Girl Trouble?
Yeah, surfing, having a singer throw a mic in my face. Like, I'm all about that.
For Girl Trouble,
broke glasses last year at punk concerts.
Jesus. For Girl Trouble, we did go up to the front. To be perfectly honest, it wasn't my choice. The wife fucking just went
nice
head
good
for
her,
and I followed, of course. So she got us right up, basically one person in front of us, to see it all. Which
that's awesome.
Oh, she's
just looking at you, and she's like, "Put your hand in my pocket."
Oh yeah, was like, no, she doesn't even do that. She just goes, and I'm like, ah, fuck, I gotta follow. And
nice.
Oh
good
yeah,
for her.
Yeah, I don't want to say fearless one, but she's definitely the one more down to actually go up in front of the crowd. Like, and just go and, like, get up and... I don't want to be in the way. I feel like I'm in the way. Big, fat, tall fuck. I guess I'm not that tall, but...
Whatever.
But anyway...
You just own it. Like,
yeah.
You know, me being, like, 6 foot, like, being up at the front, I've been the guy to help pull people off the crowd and give them over to the security people, like, if they've been crowd surfing, or making sure that you're protecting people around you. Kind of like Rusty did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Rusty's like always the bouncer when it comes down to all that. So
yeah, he saved some people. I've seen him save some people. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, straight up. But that is I'm excited to see it. Like, the last time I was at the Temple Theater to see a show, it was a wrestling show. It was Defy, and this was probably 6-7 years ago.
I can tell you it's been more than 8 because I'm still bitter that Defy moved out of Tacoma right when I moved to Tacoma.
Well, I think this might have been when they came down for a show. Like, so I think it was when they had established in Seattle. So I don't think it was that far, but it was still pretty close to that. But yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Defy started down here and then ended up going up to the old Seattle. But we still got SOS, so that's fine. You can still check out a live show when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I still got to go to them too.
Yeah. But this is me. Yeah, this year is really going back and like trying to go to a lot more live things. Like, we're hitting up by the time this episode airs, so if you would listen to us live, but we're gonna be going up to like Craig Ferguson, and I want to see more. Yeah, I want to see more comedy shows.
Yeah,
and just live music shows. So I'm still gonna be like real picky when it comes down to it, because I don't want to go to a Tuesday show ever again.
Fair.
Unless I am taking like the next day off or so, like, and then that just whatever. But if it's like a Friday or Saturday show and it's something I really want to go to, fuck yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna be like hemming and hawing, even though I did hem and haw over Orgy. Not gonna lie.
I kind of hemmed and hawed over whether or not last night I wanted to go out for the Mario Day show. Like, Super Skull Kid, I've been following on Instagram forever, and even then I was just like, I'm old, I don't want to go out. But yeah, I need to start hanging down like on South Tacoma again, and you know, just checking out whatever's going on.
Yeah, they got a vibrant little bunch of shit there. I mean, obviously with Real Art,
Plaid Pig. That's no longer Plaid Pig. I can't remember their name now.
Oh man, I know what you're talking about, but yeah, their airport has, I think the new stage is almost done, or at least maybe they got it rolling again. But yeah, there's a lot of local music and a lot of local scenes, and like going to Girl Trouble was like, for all the service fees and everything afterwards, it was under $50 for two tickets to go.
That's amazing.
To see a show. Like, you can do stuff locally that is still affordable at a lot of different price points, but you have to make sure, and to be able to, in order to go to the like a Girl Trouble show, something like that, they always sell out. They've got 40 years of fans that still live around this area. They can fill up venues like the Spanish Ballroom, no problem. And so you just got to kind of be on the ball with that. And for some of those, like, I'm going to give a shout out to the Weekly Volcano, because they have their events. You can sign up for their newsletter. And you can see a bunch of shit through there. I think I saw this just because I follow Girl Trouble's social media, and they posted the link about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, we need to go to that. Plus, it's on a fucking Friday. Absolutely.
Right. We caught them at El Corazon's one time.
Nice.
It was fun.
I love El Corazon as a venue.
Oh, it's such a good venue. I have so many memories from that place.
Yeah, I've seen some ridiculous shows there. Mindless Self-Indulgence.
Yep. Yep. I saw them with Suicide City.
Yeah, I don't remember who I saw them with, but I just remember that Jimmy Urine was making fun of the kids, like just telling them that, like, because it was an all ages show, which is hilarious at El Corazon.
Oh, fuck. I might have been at that show. That was like 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, but it's just funny when, like, you can just make fun of your fan base as harshly as he does, mm-hmm. and they still love it. They don't all give right. a shit. Probably served Faygo there for that one. Fuck, man. I love it, though. So support local music. There's a lot of cool shit happening locally. Like, even like, there's still great venues around here with like Jazz Bones as well. Mm-hmm. And just look at them all and support them all. Because
right. I saw the Greasies were doing something, too. I saw that come past the socials somewhere. Greasy.
Nice. Greasies. I like them, man. I like the old Greasies. They're fucking great. Oh, yeah. Looking at that, looks like they're going to be opening. I can't tell when. March 28th. There we go. So pretty about a week away. They're going to be doing that. The Greasies, if you've heard them on our show with Frank from Visualized Tattoos, part of the Greasies there. Going to be opening for the Schizophonics, so you can check out March 28th. Yeah, at the old Real Art, which we just talked about. Another reason for maybe you're gonna go to fucking down there.
Yeah,
so lots of fun shit going on with that. Anything else you guys got going down?
I'm gonna eat sushi and then go eat some cake. Yeah,
fuck yeah, Jeff, you gotta get that fucking cake. you frosted, you creamed that cake. You gotta fucking eat that
Jeff's
cake.
Caked up.
Yeah, get caked up. All right, thank you guys all for listening again. Hit us up on our Patreon. Also, just join us live. If you're listening to this because you're a new listener and you subscribe, thank you so much. Share with a friend because we appreciate that. But also join our Discord because you can listen live and interact with us live, and we love that. Because
and there's so many different channels in the Discord now.
Oh my God, like
we've
so
got GritFit. You know, I'm hopping in there talking about my workouts, missing my workouts, being legit to hold myself accountable. We got the new Pet City Picks where everybody's posting pictures that they're fantastic animals. It makes me miss having a cat. We also have, you know, the question. If you have questions for us, if you want to chime in on questions that we answer, we've got Scott topics. We've got shout outs, coaster questions, all sorts of shit.
Yep. And this, we even go a deep dive in our video game nerdiness. Like, you can hear me talking about maybe RoboCop way too much, but
yeah, we're gonna end up doing another GCB Gamers for the Patreon, I'm sure,
for a bonus on that. So yeah, get up and on all of those. The Discord's an amazing place just to chat with us, ask questions. Sometimes we answer them on the episode. Sometimes we just respond to them in the chat, and we have a great fan base that also interacts there as well. Lots of ways to meet people in the Tacoma community and hang out. And that's what we're about. We're about the people in the Tacoma and the area. And we're going to be hitting up the Union Club again real soon to get some new people on there. So if there's somebody that you would like to see us talk to, send us an email, info@gritcitypodcast.com, or just hit us up on all of our socials, which is available if you just go to gritcitypodcast.com. Anything else, guys? Anything else you can think of before we finish this shit out?
I got nothing.
There we go then. All right then, everyone. Thank you for listening, and until next time, stay gritty.
You've been listening to the Grit City Podcast. Check them out at gritcitypodcast.com.
Cosmic Bottle sells Fuego.